Now it's time for Half Hour to Health on 107.7 The Pulse and 107.3 WEMJ.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a move in the wood.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, joined by Dr. David and Dr. Jennifer in the studio today. And we are talking Crossroads Winter Survival Guide. Winter can be so tough on your spine and your overall health. And like it or not, we have winter every year here in New Hampshire.
Right.
And it seems to go on forever. So we're going to get started today, talking about some of the causes of subluxations and misalignments in the spine, and then the number one subluxating factor, I think, for everyone here in New England, which is shoveling snow.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So subluxations are misalignments in the spine that can happen year-round. So slips and falls, car accidents, playing sports, things that you think that might be fun, like jumping on a trampoline, cause misalignments in the spine, as well as micro-traumas. Things like sitting at a laptop computer for hours a day or actually sitting in a car commuting for hours a day, those micro traumas, repetitive traumas to the spine can cause those vertebrae to shift from normal alignment, putting pressure on the nerves, causing muscles to be tight, increasing your risk of arthritis. So biomechanical stress, and of course shoveling is something that really causes biomechanical stress and can cause those vertebrae to shift.
Yes, definitely.
So in talking about how to shovel properly, I mean, it'd be better if you just didn't have to shovel.
Ideally, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, most of us have to get out there. So in protecting your spine, I think one of the best things that you could do is stay fit year-round so that you meet the challenge of shoveling snow with a fit body, including a nice, strong core.
Right. Core is very important.
Core is probably more important than back strength. Because we all seem to have strong enough backs, per se. It's our cores that are weak that cause us to injure our lower back. So we've got some tips to help keep you safer when you start out to shovel. So the first tip is warm up. Warm up your muscles before you head out to shovel by doing some light movements, like bending to the side or just walking in place, doing some jumping jacks. Get your muscles warm. Get the blood flowing to them.
Yeah.
Another tip. Push rather than lift. If you're pushing the snow with a shovel instead of lifting, it helps to reduce the strain on your body. And when you lift the snow, make sure you bend with your knees and use your legs when possible. And that's a true lifting tip for any time of year, not just shoveling snow.
Right, right. And going along with that, making sure that you have the right shovel. You want it to be more ergonomically designed so that when it's designed that way, then there's less bending that you have to do, which is very important for your back. And then, of course, also making sure that you use a lighter load. I know we always want to get it done as quick as possible, but to save our back, it's better to just do more trips rather than big trips.
Yep. Scoop smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when you pick out that shovel, look for the one with the bent handle, the more ergonomic design, or one especially with a handle that's long enough if you're tall. Mm-hmm. But also consider what the shovel itself is made out of. The lighter weight plastic shovel will add less weight with every scoop as compared to a heavier metal one.
Mm-hmm.
But as we know, living in New England, chipping the ice with the plastic shovel usually doesn't work so well.
Yep.
So another tip is to hit the pause button. So pace yourself and be sure to take frequent breaks. So consider taking a break maybe after 20 or 30 minutes of shoveling, especially when you're doing that heavy, wet snow. Also, consider multiple trips. So consider shoveling periodically throughout the storm, and that will help you avoid having to do larger amounts and larger scoops of snow at once. I remember growing up watching my dad do the driveway. I felt like he was just out there every 2 hours, especially in those heavy snowstorms.
Yep. Yep. I learned that the first year that I moved here. Because the first year is when we had, like, it seemed like every week we had 12 inches of snow. It was that winter.
The snow moved with you from Kentucky.
Right. Well, we normally didn't have that much snow then. And so thankfully I was thinking, I had the foresight to go out, you know, ahead of time, you know, shovel it, even though that when I went back out, it looked like I hadn't done anything, but it was still, it was less stress on my back.
Absolutely. And then some other things that you might not have thought about as far as protecting your spine, wearing layers. Make sure that you've dressed warmly, and then as you warm up, you can remove the layers as you get going to keep a comfortable body temperature. And also staying hydrated can be important.
Yeah, very important, especially to keep those muscles limber as you're using them so much.
Yeah, and there was a national study that was done that found that lower back pain was the most common shoveling-related injury, which is not surprising at all. Most people think, oh, the risk of heart attack, which is only 7% of people that went to the emergency room for shoveling was related to cardiac. And of course, those are much more serious. But the most common thing is injuring your lower back. And if you have injured your lower back by shoveling, likely there are some misalignments lurking in your spine that either led you to be more likely to injure your spine in the first place while shoveling, or came about from improper shoveling technique. Yeah. So when you scoop and twist, the twist is really dangerous. Mm-hmm. Yep. The twist, especially with the load of the shovel. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. I also tell our practice members to make sure that they're switching sides. So if you're a right hand dominant, don't always scoop and twist right, scoop and twist left an equal amount of time. If you've never had your spine checked, winter is a great time to have your spine checked by a chiropractor for subluxations, those misalignments that happen in your spine from traumas, from slips and falls, from poor posture, cause a weakening to the entire spine. You're much more prone to injury when doing your winter activities if you have subluxations or misalignments. And this month you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays at Crossroads Chiropractic for just $49. And that is valid at any of our three locations in Pembroke, in Meredith, or in Epping. Give us a call at 575-9080. That's 575-9080, or you can find us on the web. We're here with our winter survival guide and talking shoveling safety, but also skiing. I would say that would be another one of the things that causes a lot of subluxations for our practice members.
A lot of injuries that can happen from that if you're not careful and prepared.
So we want to help you lower your risk of injury. And of course, the slips and falls and the tumbles and people running into you really can't be avoided. Those will happen. And that's when it's important to see your chiropractor, especially after skiing. But there are some tips to help you ski a little more safely. One of which, similar to what we had talked about with shoveling, exercise in advance. So you're going to have a lot more fun on the slopes if you're in good shape. So if you stay fit year-round with other activities, and especially with your core strength, you're much less likely to injure yourself on the slopes.
Yep, and that's just from your normal activity, not necessarily any falls or anything like that. Yeah, the other thing is also make sure that you wear proper ski equipment, you know, equipment that is actually meant for you and fitted for you. That gives you the best support and best protection while you're out there skiing. And, you know, make sure that you wear all that equipment so that you have the best protection.
Yeah, and it does make a difference. Don't borrow equipment. Like, you want to make sure that your ski boots are fitted properly, and especially your bindings are properly adjusted so that they release when it's time to release, should you have that fall. Also, we encourage you to wear a helmet. I mean, it's not required by law on the ski slopes, but it makes a lot of sense to protect your skull and your head if you were to have a fall. And of course, helmets don't protect you from a concussion, but they do protect you from blunt trauma. So it makes sense to be wearing a helmet at any age. We also encourage you to take a break when you're skiing. When you're fatigued, you're much more likely to have an injury, much more likely to have a fall, which of course can result in misalignments with your spine. So when you're skiing, you know, ski with a friend, take a break, wear your proper equipment. And of course, if you're new to skiing, get some instruction.
Yeah, it's very important to know what you're actually doing and what to do if something happens.
Proper technique can definitely prevent injuries. The other thing that we wanted to talk about here, which, you know, it's a winter survival guide, but it really is a year-round survival guide, is just proper lifting techniques. We've all been told to bend with our knees and don't lift with your back. who actually stops to think about that before they lift
before
that
they actually
object?
Do something, yeah.
Not the people that come to see us that just injured their back
right.
lifting the, well, the object.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes we might think about it when we're actually going to lift something heavy and you know it's heavy, then you might think about, oh, I got to lift with my legs, not with my back. But even for those little things too, you got to make sure that you squat down to pick those up rather than mm-hmm. just bend over.
Mm-hmm. So when you're looking to lift something, whether it's heavy or not heavy, just keep in mind things like keeping a wide base of support. So it's best to stand with your feet shoulder width apart and with one foot slightly ahead of the other, which is, you could call it a karate stance or a split stance. Mm-hmm. And that gives you a better base of support as you go to lift. And when you squat down, bend the hips and the knees, but don't bend at your back, at your lower back. And if you have to, you can put a knee to the floor as you get situated in front of what you're trying to lift to try to help keep your balance and keep you from having, you know, a twist in your spine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you also want to make sure that you keep good posture. So, you know, keep your eyes looking forward. That kind of helps to make sure that you're not bent over. Keep your back, upper back straight as possible. And then bring whatever you're lifting as close to your center mass as possible. That helps to distribute the weight better as well.
Yeah, and lift it slowly. Don't heave. And make sure that you're keeping your back straight and don't twist as you lift. I think one of the biggest injuries that we see when people are lifting is that they've lifted something and then they twist at the spine mm-hmm. with that load in their arms
mm-hmm.
rather than moving their feet.
Right.
So always move your feet to change direction. And if it is something heavy, take small steps. Make sure you keep it close to your torso. That will limit the stress that's on the lower back as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Yep. And then, of course, when it's time to set it down properly.
Yeah. Just like you did lifting it up. So mm-hmm. squat. And
squat,
then set it down.
Bend the knees, set it down. Mm-hmm. Set it down in front of you. And, you know, if something's too big or too heavy for you, don't be embarrassed to ask for help.
Right.
Group lifts.
Mm-hmm.
Team lifts. That's where it's at. So you're listening to Half Hour to Health this morning with our team from Crossroads Chiropractic. Dr. David's been here on the first segment. Dr. Jennifer's coming in the second. We're talking the winter survival guide. One of the best things you can do this winter to help protect your spine is to be well adjusted. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays at Crossroads Chiropractic. Three locations in Epping, Pembroke, and in Meredith. Give us a ring at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. Or find us on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. We'll be right back here on Half Hour to Health. Stay tuned.